Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 48, Authority in Religion. The word authority means the right to command or act. Therefore, authority in religion would mean the right to command or act religiously. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10 and verse 23, we read, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. We therefore see that the human standard for setting authority is wrong. God calls a man a fool who would reject the divine standard of authority and trust in his own heart. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. After Christ arose from the dead and in giving the Great Commission, he said, All power or authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Our authority in religion is in Christ. God has acknowledged him publicly as his Son. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. He is now God's mediator and spokesman for the new covenant. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. This is the age in which you and I are now living. The Old Testament, as far as being a law for us is concerned, ended with Christ's death upon the cross. Colossians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Christ has all authority. In the New Testament, we have divine authority for everything we do in religion. The Bible is man's only true creed, and the New Testament our only code of laws in matters of religion. Herein, God has given us all things necessary to life and godliness. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. The Scriptures furnish us completely unto all good works. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. We are commanded not to go beyond the things which are written. Nothing may be added to or taken from this established standard of authority. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. We must do as Paul urged Timothy, to rightly divide the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. The word of our Lord, as found in the New Testament, is our authority in religion today. We are taught that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. The things Paul wrote were the commandments of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37. He wrote to Timothy that he might know how to live in the right way. These writings in the New Testament were for us, and that we might believe in Christ and accept the truth. God has given these writings to keep us from sin, and that we might know the certainty of the truth of Christianity, and as Christians, have eternal life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. Our authority in religion is in Christ, and we have His Word recorded in the New Testament for our acceptance today.
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.